talking about safety and sanitation, I've been, you know, talking about the fecal oral route.
Oh, that's God, I didn't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. What?
At a student.
I don't like it being called a route. I don't like
what it is. That's the culinary term, fecal oral route.
That's okay. Yes. Okay. Yeah. It's bad. You don't want it. You don't want
that. You don't want it. You need to make sure your food service people are washing their hands.
Gosh.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Trying to talk lingo with my high school kids.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. It's just embarrassing.
El Riz.
Skibbity-doo.
Skibbity-doo. Yes. Skibbity. I don't know.
It's the worst.
Skibbity-boppity-boo. That's all.
I know. I bet you'll learn. I bet you'll learn all the new stuff in the next couple weeks.
I don't want to learn anymore. I don't want to.
You guys, she's done learning.
I'm still stuck in the no cap. You know, I don't know. When was that? 20 years ago?
That's old.
No.
No cap. I don't even, I don't even know. I don't know. I don't pay any attention.
Oh.
I can't figure out. So, hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to episode 149 of Designer Cornbread Podcast. Hang on. I'm writing down the time. We're really glad you're here.
Almost made it to $1.50.
What'd you say?
We've almost made it to $1.50.
We have, you guys. That's true. And again, I guess we should have planned something special for our, we've got a week to plan something
special. We've got a week for something you will not want to miss.
Guys, you won't want to miss the 150th episode. It's going to be Skibbity Riz.
Skibbity Doo. It's going to be W Riz.
It's going to be fat. I don't even know. we'll be here. Okay. That's all we know. So tell us, how have you been? What have you been up to? Give us the lowdown.
Oh,
what's going on? How was your weekend?
You're draggy.
Yeah. Hang on. Internet connection is unstable again. If this does this again this week... Thatcher's going to have to quit his job.
And bye for technical difficulties.
We're back, but I mean...
That used to come up on the TV screens. It would be a black screen. Technical difficulties.
Yeah.
And that was constant back in the day.
Yeah, for like no reason. It would just, the TV would be like, nope. We're back. Yeah. I don't know.
Man, I don't... It's just been... I've had a busy... I had a busy weekend.
Did you?
I had a busy Sunday. But listen, so the kids were here. Ashley and John Garrett were here. They were here for a week. And, it takes so long to get used to them being gone, in the beginning. Then they come back and it takes a while to get used to them being here. And, you know, not that you want them here. You want your kids here. But like I went to turn on my lamp. It wouldn't turn on. It was unplugged. Because they had chargers and cell phones. I mean, laptops. And
We don't know what's
next,
going on.
So I plugged it in. The next day I went to it has a little remote control to turn on. Remote control's gone. There are cans and plates and all this. Well, listen, they pulled out of the driveway Saturday. They left Saturday. And Ron had been in the shade. He told them goodbye earlier. And anyway... They pulled out of the driveway, and I said, okay. I said, well, Ron, they're gone. It's just back to us. He comes walking through the house in his underwear, and he said, I've been waiting for a week to walk through my underwear.
Y'all, it's glamorous.
Just to walk
around.
It's
very glamorous. I cannot. No. What if they had, walked back in? What if Ashley would have forgot something?
I would have laughed really hard.
Oh, yeah. You're dinging again.
I know, and it was supposed to have been stopped.
It's going to come on the recording, and well, we are professional.
That ding is John Garrett informing me that his AC is out. Well, y'all down in southern Mississippi with no air conditioning right now is not a good thing. So
it's not, but there's nothing you can do about it. So tell him to. Oh my God, we cannot have that this whole time. Tell him to hush. Tell him to hush. Turn it off. Silence your notifications.
I don't know how to do that. Oh my gosh. Ron fixed it last time.
He did, but it must have unfixed because it's back. God. Once your boys get it going, it's going to get it going. Maybe.
Wait for a bit. Dings on my podcast. How's that?
There you
dings
go.
On.
It dings on our podcast. You should be able to silence that real easily, Do I know how? No.
I don't know how. You don't know how.
Ron I don't know. Fixed so it we're just, time, this is so what it is. Welcome. Brought to you by Optimus yep. Media once again that we need.
Yes.
Okay. Dinger. So they got off. Ron walked around in his underwear.
He walked around. Uh-huh. Yes. Thankfully in his underwear, he was happy to not have to get dressed to come out of the bedroom again. And you know, I don't know what we did before. You know,
it's horror, weird to readjust.
The horror of having to, you know, actually put on a, you know, clothes to walk out of the bedroom to get a cup of coffee or whatever.
I know. Listen, I heard someone the other day refer to instead of empty nesters, we're free birds.
Free birds, yes.
And that's what we are. Yeah. We go a little feral, y'all. We got to put on pants. We got to put on bras. We can't just want. I mean, it's like, what in the world is going on?
And so. So that's, they've all been here. That was fun. It was good to have them here. But culinary, we are in safety and sanitation. So you know what that means? The firemen came.
Oh, the firemen. Yes.
So we got to blow things up. You know, if you're just joining us, my fire department comes every year and they teach my students how to use a fire extinguisher. And what happens when you throw water on a grease fire? Mm-hmm. And it is a huge fireball.
It's a big
and I'll tell you, I mean, I know not to, I've always known not to throw water on a grease fire or in grease, you know, that, and I just thought, honestly, that it just splatters out.
That's what I was
until thought. The first time that they did that. I had no idea that it made a huge fireball. Right. And what they want to do is like build a room to show, because we do it outside. And so the fireball just goes up, you know, way in the air. But they want to build a room, you know, with that stove in it and mm-hmm. show how quickly when you know, that fireball goes up and it doesn't have air to go up into.
Right. When it hits the ceiling and spreads down the walls.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's catches your kitchen on fire.
It becomes a lot more serious than just outside.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it's really good. That's one of my favorite days of the year and one of my favorite lessons, because actually my students was working at a local fast food restaurant and the fryer caught on fire and her manager went and got a bucket of water to throw on the fryer and she stopped him. And the fireman told me that she probably saved about 10 lives that day.
Oh, I tell you.
You know, that's that's a huge deal to me.
It is a huge deal. It is a anyway, huge
so
deal.
We're talking about safety and sanitation. I've been, you know, talking about the fecal oral route.
Oh, that's God, I didn't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. What?
That is stupid.
I don't like it being called a route. I don't like
what it is. That's the culinary term, fecal oral route.
That's okay. Yes. Okay. Yeah. It's bad. You don't want it.
You don't want it. You need to make sure your food service people are washing their hands.
Gosh, fecal oral route. I'm not getting over that.
I knew you'd appreciate that.
You've never laid that one on me. So I enjoy that.
Yes. Yes. What else? I mean, that's just, you know, that's kind of what I've been doing. And then yesterday, Sunday, was a huge, huge day. I have a lady who I grew up with her daughter, but she has subbed for me over the years, and bless her heart. She's precious. She's on a little walker, though. You know, and my class, I use her as a sub because my kids are nice to her. You know, they're good to her. And anyway, she is moving to Nashville with her daughter. And so they had at her church, they had a going away kind of reception for her. So I ran straight from church to there for just a minute because I had to be back at church because I was helping give a wedding shower for a couple.
Oh, wow. Nice.
And then after that, I ran home for a few minutes and then we went out to Burnt Church.
Okay. That's a whole nother kind of church.
Because Declan is leaving for college. So Paige had a kind of a goodbye dinner for the family and stuff.
He's off and running. Okay. It's that time of year, you guys. It's that time of year.
Yep. He's going to Missouri Valley. And
that's right. Welcome to God's country, Declan.
Yes. Yeah. You're leaving tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Man. So, that is a busy day. That's a fun day, but that's a busy one.
It was.
Good.
So,
good.
That's it. That's my life in a nutshell.
Well, that's good.
I did call your husband last night.
Oh, you did? He didn't tell me this.
Oh, he did not tell you this.
No.
I called because we were sitting home and we had a tragic event happen and I was looking at our funeral home's obituary page and y'all, the pictures that some people put on the things, it's pretty bad. And I looked at Ron, I said, please don't put an ugly picture on my funeral pamphlet. And then I looked at him, I said, and by all means, Tim Broyles is not allowed to have any input.
No, don't let him pick from his Jones. No. Y'all, he has a collection of pictures he just calls his Jones collection, and they are less than flattering.
The ugliest pictures that he could possibly find of me.
Like her in the hair wet in the swim pool, her on a ride with her face like plastered to the side.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good collection, but
you know how you just are taking snapshots and you get people in awkward, you know, facial things. So yeah, Tim takes all of those that he finds in me of me and he puts them in the Jones collection. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, my children and my husband send him, you know, the ones that they have.
Yeah, so they help. They help contribute to this special, special collection. Okay, so they're not allowed to pick for the. I'll pick one. I'll pick a good one.
Thank you.
I got you. Don't worry about it. Okay. Unless they overvote me, overrule me. That is too
overvote
funny. Overvote me. Oh, well, let's see. Well, we had, this weekend, we had 3 days straight of legit over 100 degrees temperature. So
we're still in it. We're still in it. And
it's actually 97 or 8 right now. So we came down out of that. But man, it's been raining in the afternoon. So like yesterday, it poured and it was 100 degrees. And it poured. Like I said, we've just turned into Florida. It's just what's happening. Missouri's just like, I guess we're Florida now. And it poured. And then I stepped outside to go put something in the trash can. And it stopped. You know, the sun had come back. It was the thickest air, the most humid air I've ever been in my life. Ever.
Welcome to the South.
Yeah, I mean, ever. Worse than anywhere I've ever been. Because it was fresh, the rain didn't cool it at all. It just put all, I mean, my skin, Joni, I walked in, my skin was wet. That's and like, true. I was freezing instantly because the air hit. And I'm like, what the heck?
What's going on?
It was wild. Listen,
I would say we've not had a drop of rain.
Oh,
it is, you know.
Y'all are crispy.
Heat indexes, we make Fox News. Because
did you
of
really?
Our, yes, because our heat indexes. Have been so hot.
Oh my gosh. It's pretty brutal right now, but you know, again, we're just going through it. But 100 is like, and Tim did some stuff in the garage was that Sunday? And he was like, man, he was like, I feel kind of sick. I'm like, honey, you really shouldn't that's the kind of weather where you just can't, it really takes a physical toll. Cause I went to the booth on Friday and I think that was the first day. It was 100 in the afternoon. And I tried to go out earlier in the day, just to sort of help. The section of the antique mall that I'm in is the back kind of more warehouse section. So it's not air conditioned, or heated or anything, which I don't mind the no heat in the winter. I'm usually okay. But there's no air. They've got these fans blowing. So, you know, it's always really hot. And I get to working and I just go really slowly because I know I'm just like, I'm just going to move slowly and that's okay. How long was I there? I put in a bunch of new fall stuff, but I don't know. I mean, like a couple hours probably total. And I had to take two breaks, like had to make myself go sit. I sat in my car once and turned the air because my drink was out there. So I just sat and did that just to get my body temper. I was like, man, I think I'm too hot. Like I was getting dizzy. I'm like, I think this is not good.
I don't. And the older we get, the less worse. We deal with the heat.
Yeah. But I was, you know, it was surprising to me. I usually can kind of. And I'm just smart about it. I was just like, and then another time I just went back into the mall, which is all air conditioned, and went to the bathroom and walked around and just let my got some water and cooled off because I was like, this is no bueno. But we're coming out of it. Let's see. Hudson headed back to chat on Saturday. He left on Saturday also. Get back to start his last semester at school. So that was good. He got back so he could have Sunday to kind of get his, you know, thoughts together, but Thatch is still here, so Tim has not walked around in his underwear. I mean, not that Thatch would care. He would probably just be like, whatever, Dad. Garage update. Tim and Thatcher did the door springs, and they did not die.
Oh, they did. Okay, good. I'm glad
they did. They did. So I guess it's like, different kind. I don't know. Tim said something about they were a little bit different kind of springs because they were like enclosed in something.
Okay.
I don't know. I didn't look, but they are like were enclosed. And he did a lot of research online and then he read through all the stuff. He even told me after, he's like, I read through all the directions several times. I researched, you know, I measured, I adjusted everything twice. Like he did take a long time to prep. And then he's like, come on, Thatch. So they got that done. So the garage door is up and I can open it with like one finger. I can just open it. It's magic.
That's awesome.
It is. It's magic. It's been a while.
Don't boomerang.
Yeah. Don't boomerang. Yeah. I almost did a little too hard. I was like, whoa, easy there. So that was very exciting. And then Saturday, I had a really good week. I had a really, really low key while they were doing all that in the garage. And I just took Saturday and I was kind of like, I'm not going to, you know, there's always a million things. And I mean, I did a few things around the house, but I was just like, no, you don't need to do any more stuff for the booth today. Just chill a little bit. So I basically sat and, I watched a documentary series on Netflix and I don't know if you've seen this yet. It's called, let me look here. It's Any Given Saturday and it's all on the SEC football.
Oh yeah. That's awesome.
It's really enjoyable. I heard someone talk about it on another podcast. I think it was probably, the Big Boo Cast. I think that's probably where I heard them talking about it. And I don't know how many shows there were several. I mean, I binged the whole thing and sat there and cross-stitched. I did my cross-stitch and sat there and binged on that whole thing. And it was very, very interesting. So it was all based on on the 2024 season. So it's a recent.
We're coming in to SEC football.
I know. And that's why I was kind of excited. It didn't have, I will say there was one episode with Mississippi. It didn't cover all the SEC teams, but they did have an episode with Mississippi State, unfortunately, you know, losing the Egg Bowl. Thanks a lot. But they did really kind of, you learned a lot about the coach. You know, they did a lot about South Carolina because they apparently had a really, you know, they had a really good season last season. And they talked about almost every team, except they really, Ole Miss did. I wondered if some teams just decided to not, like decided they didn't want to participate because they had nothing with Ole Miss. Like they showed them playing people, but they had no interviews with anybody, no Lane Kiffin, no Alabama. Again, they were showed playing.
They had a really good season last year.
Yeah. So I think it maybe was just maybe some teams because they didn't, Alabama, Georgia. they didn't talk to any of them. They weren't. Yeah. And so I thought maybe they just decided not to. They did A&M, Arkansas, Missouri wasn't talked to. They were in it. Again, they did a whole thing on, it's worth watching just to see the stuff on Vanderbilt. That season they had last year.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Dude came out of nowhere.
With little Pavia.
Yeah.
That was probably the highlight of the series for me. So it was really good.
And that was so fun to watch. Y'all. I love, because Vanderbilt in football has always been the underdog.
They're the doormat of the SEC. That's what they are.
So, I call them the Commodores. I get mad at them during baseball because they're freaking
good at baseball. Yeah.
but football is just not, they've never shown up. But this year it was so much fun to watch them have a great year.
It was wild when they beat Alabama.
Yeah. Yeah. When they, yes. You're like, and stunned the entire South.
Because I wasn't even watching that game because who would watch Vanderbilt of all the games that week? Yeah. You're not going to pick the Alabama versus Vanderbilt.
I wasn't watching it. And Caleb called me and said, are you watching the Alabama Vanderbilt? And I was like, yeah, Caleb, that's exactly what
I
did.
Right, Caleb.
And he was like, turn it on.
Same. And I think you either called me or something. Yeah. All I know is, at the end of that, of course, they lost their minds. Yes. Those students took that goal post down, which I believe is the first time they ever did it. They were not very good at it, but they got
and
that thing down.
Marched it down Broadway. And
marched it straight into the Cumberland River.
Yep.
Y'all marched it and dumped it two miles. Dumped it. It was just, so it's the whole series is just like all these clips and they're setting up different games, and it's a really good, if you just kind of doing stuff around the house and you want something on, it's called Any Given Saturday on Netflix.
They got Find Out the Wazoo, I think.
Who cares? But they got enough money.
I know. And that's what I was going to say is everybody, if they had asked, everybody in the entire South would have been sending money.
Right. Here's $5.
Here you go.
Pay that bill. Yeah. It was great. So it got me all hyped because it like just relived last season. And it was good.
Thing, listen, about the SEC, anything can happen.
Any given Saturday.
I mean, it is anything can happen. It just is. You think Alabama's going to tromp all over you, and something crazy, something wackadoodle just happens.
I know.
There was one when Ole Miss beat Alabama, and it was like this football bounced from player to player. One, it hit helmet.
That's right.
And bounced. I mean, it was like three times it should have been intercepted by Alabama, and some fluke happened.
It was a complete fluke. You never know. And that's what's just, and that's probably true in any, all the conferences in a way, but you just never know what can happen.
Well, and the SEC, the festivities of it all, the whole, of course, I went to Mississippi State, so I'm going to Mississippi State. But, the band coming out and they're playing, and then Bully comes out on the, everybody starts running out of the.
Oh my gosh, it gets me chills every. I'm just hyped. Yes.
And the, and Bully comes out on the little thing that's dressed up like a doghouse, little truck dressed up in fire coming out of the little things, and. You've got all the tailgate and the cow. I know if you don't go to Mississippi State,
it doesn't, but all the schools have that. And that they did talk about that, obviously in a lot of the different schools, they showed the tradition, not all of it, but quite a bit of it. And, just to see all the different schools, they all have their special things. And it's just,
so JB, my oldest son, was in the band at Mississippi State. And, when we went, the first game we went to that he was in the band, I wasn't expecting, I was just going to see my kid. And but all of a sudden, all these things that I have gone to game after game after game after game. And then I look down and I'm like, my son's on the field.
I would have died.
My son is, it was just all these traditions that I've known and loved. And so my son is not just there. He's in it.
He's doing it. Yeah. I think that's probably one of the coolest experiences that, he got to do. And those bands, like you said, are just as much a part of the entire day, and they're practicing and they're, it adds so much.
One of the things that drives me crazy, and I'll tell you, especially at high school, there seems to be this rivalry, and usually it's the parents that are starting all that mess between, you know, the football players and the band. And I can't stand it. I mean, there have been t-shirts, I think, that JB had at some point that said, I love football, but I'm here for the band. You know,
that's cute, though. That's kind of funny. I think that's kind of cute.
I don't like it. Yeah, I just don't like it because it pits talent against talent. And that's, you know, I had JB, who was my musician, Caleb, who was my athlete, and John Garrett, who was my mascot. You know, I mean, just happy to be here.
He's a politician. He was a little.
Yeah, he was. But, you know, I just sat down with them one day. They were arguing this and football, man. And I was like, stop. Look, God has given he gives everybody different gifts and different talents. And it doesn't mean that one is better than the other. They each have a part to play. And in football, you do. I'm sorry. You know, I had a band kid, but the people are there to watch a football game.
Of course.
That's what it is. And the band is there to pep up the crowd. The cheerleaders are there to pep up the crowd.
Exactly.
And I've been at football games when the band is not there, and it is not the same.
No, it'd be so boring and anticlimactic.
Oh, yes.
It is literally, and even when you watch it on TV, it is the soundtrack. You know how baseball has a sound?
Yes.
Right? It has its certain kind, and the little organ kind of comes in, and you hear the of the ball, and it has a sound, but those bands and the fans are the soundtrack to the football experience.
Yes.
And it would not be the same without it.
No.
And those band members, I mean, I know what you're saying, but especially I know in college, you know, they go crazy for the, when they're out there, I feel like at least, I'm sure there is always a rivalry a little bit, but they support each other.
They do. And Mississippi State was so good about that. You know, the coaches would come and talk to the band. President of the college would come and talk to the band.
That's awesome.
They were very appreciative of it.
Because it's a package deal.
It is.
They're all, the one is the main event, but it's the whole package that makes the whole experience, you know, just very unique. It's an American thing. It's one of the most American things you can think of is those bands out. I don't think any other countries really do that like we do. So I'm a little hyped up. Anyway.
And I have never watched Ohio State's band in a performance.
They're so
good. You need to go watch Ohio State's band perform. I mean,
they're one of the best. Yeah.
Yeah.
They do all these crazy, totally out of the box formations and animation. They animate stuff. They're insane. Insane. Speaking of, okay, so did you happen to see on the Instagram the Mississippi State new uniforms that they teased?
I have not seen the uniform, but I did see that you're going back to the old emblem that we used to have that people
have wanted. Well, I don't know what this was, just like a special uniform. They have a new dark mode uniform.
Oh, no, I have not seen that. I'm going to have to go look that up.
Okay. It's black with maroon, you know, stripey. And you know I'm a sucker for a matte black helmet. I can't get over it. So I may even preemptively award them a spicy uniform.
I haven't worn it, but I'm giving them.
I've seen the Instagram reels where they hype those uniforms up more than, you know. Yeah. But they, you know, I like it's called dark mode, Mississippi State dark mode. So I'm very excited for that.
I am ready for football to get here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just praying that the weather will cool down some. So
I know. Can you imagine those kids?
Can you
imagine them train? Now, I know the players, and I guess the band does. I know they have a practice facility where they can be inside.
It was, but listen. When I was in college, my granddaddy and his best friend and my mom all came down for Mississippi State game. We were playing Tennessee. My granddaddy was avid Tennessee fan. I mean, he was Tennessee all over. So they come down for this game, but it's like one of our first games, and it's extremely hot.
Mm.
But mom and I were, you know, very concerned about them, and because I mean they're in their 80s, and making sure that they've got drinks and all this, and I'm sitting there, and we're close to the field. Well, it was like over 110 degrees on the field. Yeah. I mean, you know, that sun's beaming in. It was the 11 o'clock game. So we're on the home side where the sun beams right in at you. And, but the field, I mean, it was just
burning
hot.
Oh.
And I looked at mom at some point. I said, Mom, I don't feel real good. I said, come down here and get come with me and get a drink. And she was like, Joni, it's too hot. I don't want to go. I don't want to get up. And I kept waiting for somebody to walk by, you know, the cellars mm-hmm. with it. Nobody came by. Nobody. I looked at mom. I said, Mom, I really need you to go with me. Really, I don't feel good. Well, I got down to underneath the, you know, where the concession stand is. And there was this pole, and I just leaned up against the pole. And you know how, I don't know if you feel like this when you're about to pass out, like you're going through a tunnel, like everything tunnels out.
Oh, gosh.
Man, next thing I know, I am on the ground. There are people standing over me and all this. I passed out. Oh, the old men were fine. And
students. They're like, we're tough. We're tough. We can take this. This ain't nothing.
I had to go to first aid and all that stuff.
They were out there plowing the field. You're like, oh my gosh, it's hot.
Yeah, they did not let me forget that.
I'm sure they didn't. I'm sure, and as they should.
Yeah.
As they should have. That is amazing. Yeah. I do want to, let's see. I wanted to bring up to the folks, because you and I haven't talked, you've been sending me some very interesting things on the Telegram. You guys, the last three things that she has sent me, I don't know what's going on. But this first thing we really do need to discuss. She sent, Joni found in October, I think it's the first week in October, y'all, there is a banana pudding festival in Clinton, Tennessee.
Banana pudding festival. Yeah, and that's my fall break right there, Holly.
You know what? I literally just realized that the other night because I was talking to Thatch about it. I was talking to him about something, and I don't know how it came up. And I said, Aunt Joni found there's a banana pudding festival. He went, oh, I said, I know. I said, I could make myself sick. I'm like, I don't know that.
Y'all, you pay $10 and you go, you get to sample all of the banana puddings.
You get to sample like 18 different, I don't know what. And it just the fact that there's a banana pudding, I said, I'm getting a t-shirt. I want the banana pudding festival t-shirt. Huh? So now I think we have to maybe think about it.
Yes.
I did look because it's way up. I was like, oh, if it's anywhere in Middle Tennessee, no brainer. But it's way up there kind of north of Knoxville.
No.
Yes.
I don't think so. I thought I looked at it. It's not Clinton.
Yes, it is.
I'll go back and look.
Fact check. We got a fact check.
We'll look.
I believe that's what it said when I re-looked at it, because I was really trying to, but that's really not that far. How far is that from you?
Knoxville is 5 hours away.
Oh, that's a good haul. Yeah, it's far. Tennessee is long.
It is.
It's skinny, but it's. anyway.
No, it's in Centerville, Tennessee.
What?
That's next to Columbia.
I thought so, because I knew all those sea cities are all right there, so I got real excited. Oh, okay.
Centerville, and I'll give you a little. Centerville is where all my Michaela people are from. Yeah, no, it is Centerville. It is down by Columbia. So, yep.
Oh, it sure is. Where did I get the other?
I don't know.
You guys, I came up with that, and I didn't even know there was a Clinton, Tennessee. And apparently, okay. Then that's probably a done deal.
And Holly, that is also so that weekend, that Friday night before that is our homecoming game.
So at the high school?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. You can come down. If you get there even early that day, you can come hang out and watch the big homecoming parade with me and cater the press box and all of that.
Do you hear what she said, you guys? You can cater the press box. You can help me carry stuff.
I mean, I just think that's a done deal.
We will definitely see about this, because that is the first weekend, I believe, is when Thatcher is moving. So I'm already going to be.
Okay.
I don't know what his date is, but I'm going to be in Nashville.
Right.
And Thatcher even was like, just go right after, you know, or before or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. So the banana pudding festival may be on, you guys. Oh my gosh.
Yep. It's our first festival. We have always talked about doing like going to festival after festival after festival, and then doing like this book of things.
Like reviewing a blog and then turn it into a, and doing it for the serving of the people. We will, we may go to the banana pudding. That maybe that'd be our good first one to go to.
Would be.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. All right.
I think it's a word from the Lord, Holly.
That is from the Lord. Okay. I'm excited. So that may happen. The second thing, so that she sends me that. Then the second thing I get a couple days later is that I had already seen, but of course she has to send it to me. The Reed House Hotel announcement that, of course, coming up are there's 10 available nights. You can stay in room 311, the haunted room. So she sends me that randomly. We're not doing that. So whatever. You would be out of control. You would be uncontrollable.
I got to tell you, I don't really want to stay in that.
I don't really want to stay. After having toured it, I'm like, it's really old timey. It would be fun because it has that little living room.
Yeah. And hearing all the stories from it of people who have stayed there. I don't know if I want
to
do it.
And also having all the people be foolish to you. Yes. It would be fun to sit by that door and knock at people and scare people, though. Yeah. Right. That would be fun. But anyway, so she sends me that. And then the last thing she sent me, just like a couple of days ago, was this picture of the mental asylum in Bolivar, Tennessee. She just sends me this picture of this old abandoned. So I don't know what's going on with you, Joni. I don't know. Are you okay? She's hinting that she wants a trip.
No, I do not, because you've made fun of me for being afraid of that Bolivar asylum.
No, ma'am. I have not made fun of you, because asylums are terrifying.
It's terrifying. That place is scary.
Yeah.
And there is a big, you drive through there. I mean, there's just a big oppressive feeling through there.
Yeah. And I will go do that with you. I will go drive. I've always wanted to do that. So maybe we'll combine that with our banana pudding festival.
My gosh.
Festivities.
My gosh. I don't know that I want to see my fall break at the asylum.
Some people go on Viking cruises. Some people go to Hawaii. We go to abandoned asylums. And banana pudding festival. Okay, that's who you're dealing with. But I just thought that was so funny. I was like, man, you've been sending me some interesting stuff, which just tells me you're ready for an adventure. So, all right.
Well, I'm always ready for an adventure.
Okay, we will do that. The other thing I wanted to ask you about, this is very random. What time is it? How are we doing? Oh, we're good. All the supplements, we're all taking a million different supplements and all the things. And there's a new one that I've been hearing about. And I'm not doing it. Joni, I'm not doing colostrum. I'm not doing it.
Yeah. I think I'm out on that one too.
I can't do it.
I guess it's cow colostrum, maybe.
I don't care. The name colostrum, that is the supplement, you guys. I understand. I don't need you people DMing and telling me about that's the most nutrient part of the milk of the. I know. I am not going to pay money and put a supplement of colostrum in my smoothie. I'm not doing that. I've drawn the line. I just can't do it. So I just wanted to see how you felt about that.
Yeah,
you,
I don't. That doesn't turn me on.
You agree. I'll do a lot of things.
But I won't do that.
But I'm not doing
do it.
But I won't
for
do
love,
that.
But I won't do that.
It's true, you guys. I can't do it. Okay. Well, the only other thing I have to say really quickly before then you can get into your recipe. And again, this is so random, you guys. This is just what is happening. I am in a fight with the robot, the inventory robot at my grocery store.
Oh,
do you
so
guys
glad.
Have those?
No, thank God. No, there's some redneck that would take that thing down.
Well, I wish they'd come take this down. It's only at Schnucks. I haven't seen it at Walmart, you know, anywhere else. I don't really grocery, but you know, no other place. I've only seen it at Schnucks. And it is, if for those of you that maybe haven't experienced it, it's this little robot, like tall, little gliding robots, like if you put it on a Roomba and it just kind of, you know, it's a tall sort of a tower thing with like scanning, I don't know. And it's supposedly like doing inventory, you know, it's checking, I don't know how it's doing it, but it's sort of like checking inventory as it's going around the store. But every time I encounter one of those things, it comes down the aisle. And it comes right towards me. And this one does this whistle sound. It goes, to let you know that, like, hey, I'm coming. Hey, get out of my way. And I'm like, no, ma'am. I won't get out of its way. I will stand right there, and it whistles at me. And I'm like, you can take your robot rear end, and you can go around me. I am the shopper. I am here. You can do this at night. Why isn't this robot? So I had a standoff the other day, Joni. I had a standoff. It had me cornered. I was cornered by the AI. Yeah, it is. And I wouldn't move. I'm just like, no, I'm sorry. I don't know. I kind of was just curious because I'm like, what's it going to do if I don't move? And it could, I'm like, I guess it'll, you know, back up and turn around. Because I'm like, you cannot have this thing. And it's fine. I understand. But it's just like in my way. And I'm supposed to move around and avoid this machine that is doing inventory in the middle of the day, which.
Oh, customer's always right.
But I'm here shopping and you're going, I'm like, move. You can do this at night. You can have these things run. Yeah, it's like the Vanderbilt Whistler. You can have this thing run. It's to the point where when I hear it doing that in the store and it's not near me, my right eye starts to twitch. I'm like, I hear it. And did you know that so now I'm going to have another standoff with it. I mean, if it happens again, I'm fully prepared because once again, I'm always ready to throw down. But do you know the term that everyone's calling these AI, all the AI stuff now? It's clankers. That's the slang that we're calling all these robot AI. I'm going to just be like, looky here, clanker. And the security camera's going to be like,
aisle five.
We'll
start having like emotional anger training
for the clanker. It's upsetting to me. I know it's a little thing, you guys, but when I'm just sitting there and this thing comes whistling down at me and I'm like, I'm sorry.
Move it, clanker.
Get your clanker butt out of the way. So anyway, I'm going to fight with the grocery store robot, you guys. That's what's happening. Are you ready for your recipe?
Ready? All right. Are we on our last week?
No, I think there's
one
more.
This is our last Okay. Okay, so this is an iced tomato lime soup. Mm. And you're going to need a large chopped onion. Tablespoons of chopped shallots. Uh-huh. And a tablespoon of butter. 6 large tomatoes. You need to peel them, seed them, and chop them. Again, if you blanch those tomatoes, we talked about blanching on another one, that peel will come off real quick.
Okay.
And really easy. So 3/4 cup of chicken broth, 1 tablespoon of tomato paste, 1 tablespoon of minced fresh thyme, 1/2 teaspoon of sugar, salt, and freshly ground pepper. And you're just going to do that to taste. 3/4 cup heavy cream, 1/3 cup of sour cream, the juice of a large lime, and a dash of Tabasco sauce.
Ooh, that sounds so good.
Mm. Okay, so saute your onion and shallots in your butter until they're soft, but you don't want to brown them. You don't want them caramelized. Okay. Makes sense.
Yep.
Add your tomatoes, your chicken broth, your tomato paste, thyme, sugar, salt, and pepper. Cover.
Well, there's Shadow. Hi, buddy.
What's going on? He's having a fit. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know.
Okay. Cover and simmer it for 20 minutes over medium heat, and then remove it from heat. Let it cool. Transfer all of that to a food processor, and then you are going to add your cream, sour cream, lime juice, and Tabasco, and puree that until smooth. Cover it. Place in your freezer for 2 hours. Mm. Then, if you need to adjust any seasons or anything, adjust those, and then garnish it with lime slices.
Oh, man, that I may have to make that for my dad. It's his birthday this coming week, and he loves a good cold soup, and that sounds so good with the tomatoes right now. That sounds amazing. Right,
yes. Yeah, good summer soup.
Mm. What's Shadow do? Oh, he laid down.
Oh, somebody's in my house, though. So.
Oh, somebody's in her house, guys.
It's Ron. You watch the door behind me.
I don't know. I don't think he would bark and run away from Ron.
No.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Maybe he's in his underwear and he's like, ah.
Okay. Are you ready for my top three?
Top three.
I am ready for your top three.
Okay. All right. So Magnolia Lane is, there are several things, so I'm not going to do all of them, but Magnolia Lane coming up on, we're coming into football, coming on tailgates and all that. And they make a lot of platters, bowls, things for your school. So I have a lot of Mississippi State schools, but you can get other schools. And it is called Magnolia Lane.
They're so cute. I think I've seen some of your stuff. Do they carry several. That at that one store in your town?
Is I don't know. I order it off.
Okay.
Online. Okay. Mm-hmm. My next one is a Vita Coco coconut water that is extra coconut.
Oh.
Extra coconut. Now, these are not low calorie, but they don't have added sugar to them.
Right. They're not sweet. So, really, are they?
I mean, and by low calorie, no, they're not real sweet. I mean, it's like 60 calories or something like that, but it's not like zero, like, you know, drinking water.
Yeah.
And
what's the brand on that again?
Vita.
Oh yeah. I've gotten that before. I didn't know the extra coconut one though. That sounds very interesting.
Extra coconut. Mm-hmm. And I just lost my third. I had one. Oh, it's a dog collar. I just got Shadow a dog collar. You can get them off Amazon. It's a nice little green plaid that I got for him. And he's going to look very debonair. But they will engrave their name and their phone number on their collar.
On like the buckle? On like the clasp? Or I've seen that.
There's a little brass plate on it. And they will do that. Because Shadow, we have fenced in backyard, but Shadow's really good at digging his way out.
Yeah. He's a little escape artist.
He's a little escape artist. So those are my top.
Oh, that's good. Right. I've seen some of those kind of collars and I always think they look really cool. And like you said, they just engrave it. It's not on a dangly thing. It's just engraved right on their plate. That's very cool. Nice. Well, thank you so very much for sharing those top three. I got to get some of that coconut water because that does sound
really good.
It's very gross.
Coconut water has all the electrolytes and all that in it that, you know, especially these hot days that
that's the thing too. It's interesting that you said that because, you know, I've been, you know, I'm always looking for different healthy things and all that. And there's always all these new electrolyte, like there's a new one now, at least new to me. I can't remember what it's called. It's like comes in a salty lemon. It's like LMT or something, ELM. I don't know what it is. And I've been hearing about it, whatever. And I saw it at the store the other day. It is so expensive.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just kind of decided to check out of the electrolyte game. Because even like the liquid IV and all that kind of stuff, I've had it some before. But these things are getting so expensive. And I just thought that. I was like, man, I'm just going to stick with water. Maybe there's something a little more just natural. I can't afford to be, and now that coconut water would be a little bit, you know, more. And I mean, I don't maybe mind paying for that because it's more of a nutrient rich. Yeah. I don't know. How much does that run? Like a bottle? Like, how, you know, kind of.
I don't remember a bottle.
Because it comes in those kind of cartons, right?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, I was just curious. I don't know. I just was like, man, there's got to be something. I'm just going to stick with water, I guess, because I can't afford all that with my supplement. I'm just like, I can't do that.
No. Yeah. Oh, you can.
Yeah.
Yourself.
So not doing that, not doing the colostrum. It's not happening. So. Oh, well, thank you very much. We hope you're having a great week. Hope you're, you know, first week getting people back to school. If you've got kids in school is good. If you have just moved your college kids or you're getting ready to, our thoughts and prayers really are with you guys, to be real honest. I've been seeing it all over the, you know, social media. And I just remember it's such an exciting time and so many mixed feelings. And it's precious to see these kids and these parents getting them moved in and stuff. I'm enjoying that. So hope you don't die of heat stroke because it's never been hotter than when you're moving into a dorm. It's never hotter. I went to school in Michigan and it was terrible, burning bazillion degrees when we moved in. So there's just something about it. Anyway, until next time, guys. Goodbye, Pellet.
See ya, Patch.
She is.
He kept telling me. Sorry, I kept clicking on it. It said invalid meeting.
Oh. I was invalid.
It wasn't thought. So I thought, well, maybe I clicked the wrong one, but I went back. It was right, but I clicked it another time and it brought me to you.
Okay. Well, whatever happened, we're grateful. I mean, if any two people on the planet could not figure all that out, it would be us. So. Yeah. Yeah. We just are grateful every time God makes it work.
Yes, that's exactly right.